Good afternoon. Actually, it's good evening. My name's Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Well, since we're in the middle of winter and coming close to February, well, we're not close to February yet. It's technically January. But I figured I'd offer some solutions in terms of how we can reduce the dramatically ever eroding federal government that seems to be getting bigger by the day. First of all, I would like to start by saying, look, we got all these federal government agencies we don't need. Except for Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, Social Security. But even those programs should be reserved for people who truly need to be on them, or people who truly need it. And I think it's a good idea if we have Social Security compete with private charities and also the free market, just in general, including for-profits, non-profits, associations, etc., and whoever can come up with the better product, let the consumers decide whether they want to stay with Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, Social Security, or whether they want a more private plan. I mean, we already have private insurance, but why not come up with a private alternative for Social Security, and we'll let Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIPS compete with the free market, and then we'll then fund Social Security and the Medicaid and the Medicare and the CHIPS for the children and all that with private contributions. That way we can get rid of all the other federal government agencies that we don't need, and then that way we can begin the transformation to dramatically reduce the size, which includes the power, the spending, and taxation of that of the federal government. And that's just one of many solutions I have that I can offer. But it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be an overnight deal. I don't think. Unless we come up with some dramatic legislation, which you're going to pretty much need a majority of people to agree with. But, I'm not keen on getting rid of the federal government. I'm not keen on getting rid of Social Security or its associated programs, Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIPS. However, I don't think we need to be paying a whole lot of money for it when we can easily transition to private contributions and have those programs funded by private contributions. And I do think we need an alternate or alternative taxation, a tax system. One idea that has already been suggested in the mainstream public realm of things would be the fair tax. The other such solution that I could pretty much bring up would be the standard area tax system, whereby which I don't know what would be any better, whether it be the fair tax or the standard area tax system. But the standard area tax system would be where you would pay a medical tax, let's say, to keep the Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIPS going. And then that money would have to be allocated for that and that only, meaning you cannot take it out to use for anything else. And then, if you want to fund the border wall, have immigration, all that, well, then you got to pay an immigration tax or pay for immigration through private contributions. So there are various ideas of how we can do that and whatnot. But I think the bigger issue is what can we do to reduce the size and the power of the federal government? I mean, we need to get rid of various laws like the Dodd-Frank, the Patriot Act, the NDAA, and bring forth real meaningful tax reform. Get rid of the printing presses, for one. Get rid of the Federal Reserves. Get rid of the IRS. And have and transition to a more simpler tax system. I also think we need to, all except for the Medicaid, the Medicare, the CHIPS, the Social Security, the Customs, ICE, and Border Patrol, I think all the other federal government agencies that we have, except for the ones that I've listed, should be abolished. It should be as simple as that. You know? And, you know, because we're paying an awful lot of money for it. Think about it. How much money do you think it pays to have the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, and all these other federal government law enforcement agencies? You know, most of your day-to-day law enforcement when activities occur on the local, state, and county levels, right? So then why do you need to be paying billions of dollars? Because we're paying billions of dollars so that we can have the FBI. And the FBI doesn't even hardly do anything. Welfare reform. Well, like I said, I mean, we need to, we need to give the Medicaid, the Medicare, and the CHIPS to the people who truly need them. And the ones that can work, they don't need it. They need to get up and get a job. And in my opinion, unless they have a debilitating mental health condition, or unless they have a disability, whether it's autism, and even then you can probably get out and work unless you're trying or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, when I look at all these other agencies, I'm not saying I know the answers to everything, but, you know, I think there's a lot of people that abuse the system that, quite frankly, you know, don't contribute to anything. And I really feel those are the ones that don't need to be on welfare. And if you want to push them out to work, then you take away their benefits. You know, it's as simple as that. Because they ain't going to have any other way, means to survive outside of that, unless they apply for private charities. But I think the less government that we can have in these sorts of situations, the better. And of course, unfortunately, the Medicaid, the Medicare, the CHIPS, and the Social Security is currently run by the government. But my ideas would include allowing them to compete with the free market. That's what we should be doing. And we should be giving the benefits that we have at the federal level to those who truly need it. And then let them decide whether they want to be on that or some private alternative. That I don't have the answer to as of yet. But I will say that I will say our federal government is way too big. Our foreign policy is ridiculous. You know, even though I'm glad we're pulling out of Syria and we're pulling out of some of these countries in the Middle East, that's great. But when are we going to bring the troops home from Europe and Asia and everywhere else around the world? We got 700 or more military bases around the world. And I think that's a disgrace when you consider that most of our money doesn't even go on defense. It goes on the military offense spending, and most people don't even realize it because they all call it, oh, it's defense money. No, it's not. It's military offense money. It's money that you use to spend. And even with defense, I think we need to make cuts on the defense spending, and we need to make We need to bring the troops home from all over the world and shut down the military bases, shut down Guantanamo Bay, and let these people be tried accordingly through a jury trial of their peers, have them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for the crimes that they're being accused of, let them, you know, and then punish them appropriately, you know, jail, prison, you know, whatever. But I also think that we need more transparency with regards to how we handle national security situations that we currently are unable to provide because we have the Patriot Act, because we have the National Defense Authorization Act. So I think these are all areas that libertarians, including the Libertarian Party, would be good at. We just need to convince people that, you know what? Or try to tell people, you know what? The Democrats and the Republicans, they haven't done anything on this. All right? And that kind of comes to what I want to talk about, which is foreign policy. I think, again, as I've stated, we need to bring the troops home. And not just from the Middle East, but from all over the world. And then we need to shut down all the military bases that we have in all these foreign countries. Shut them down, bring the troops home, and shut down Guantanamo Bay and all these secret detention camps that we don't need to keep open. Get rid of the FBI, get rid of the NSA, the CIA, the ATF, and all these other federal government law enforcement agencies that we don't need. And, as far as going to war and all that, you know, unless we've been imminently attacked and or invaded by a foreign country, which has never been the case, or unless there's a circumstantial threat that requires Congress to declare a declaration of war, or for the President of the United States to consult with Congress in what's called threat and reprisal under the U.S. Constitution, there really isn't any other means for the there shouldn't be any other means for the President to use. And to be honest with you, I feel personal protection belongs with the individual. The national protection of this country belongs with the individual foremost. Military should not intervene without a formal declaration of war or without a threat and reprisal. And the procedures for the president consulting with Congress in terms of whether we should use the military or not should be on whether or not the military has a foreign military or rebel group is 20 miles within our waters and are threatening to land on our beaches in advance or what have you. But I mean, I don't really see any other way for us to have the type of foreign policy that we have. And I think it's disgraceful. And I think our civil liberties are being, slowly abolished. And we've seen this not only with Trump. And I don't want to just pin it all on Donald Trump, because Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and George W. Bush have all done this, have all had the same foreign policy of using the military without a formal congressional declaration of war. And quite frankly, it's been going on for eons. And the only wars that I've technically agreed with have been the Revolution, the Civil War on the side of the Union, and World War II. So those are only three wars I think most general Americans would have agreed with, that I agree with. But I see all these other wars as no good, basically. When we took the Philippines from the Spaniards, that was a major mistake. We should not have done that. When we colonized on Hawaii, that was a bad deal. When we tried to use our military against the Native American Indians, that was a bad deal. So I would say that 90% of most wars that this country has fought have not been for the benefit of this country or for its people. And I bring that up because if we're unable as a people to get people into Congress that can restrain the powers of the presidency plus its own powers and the traditional powers, how can you put your trust in people that honestly don't really care about you? And that's what I mean about these Democrats and Republicans. And it's my personal opinion that when you look at these two major parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, you know, none of them care about the American people. None of them care about our civil liberties and our gun rights and any of that. The only thing they care about is, oh, what can we do to have corporate welfare? What can we do to have all these wars? Or what can we do to push for socialism and universal health care and government and this and that? And that's the thing. The more government that you have, the less freedom you're going to have, which means you're going to be less free overall, which means you're not going to have as much economic freedom. You're not going to have as much choice. You're not going to have much freedom for personal matters. You know, you're going to have, when you have a nanny state, you have socialism or communism or whatever it is that you want to call it, what you end up with is a big government that steals from you, because most of the taxes aren't going on Medicaid and Medicare and CHIPs. And if anything, most of it goes on social welfare, most of it goes on corporate welfare, and most of it goes on our foreign policy and keeping federal government agencies in power that we don't even need. So how many bureaucrats do you think this federal government has had over the years? Probably a lot. So the solutions, even though they're not long-term, and it's going to take time for most of them to be implemented, would be simply, let's start with balanced budget amendment, all right? Let's start with cutting back on government agencies that we don't need. Let's start with that. And, you know, maybe see what we can do to start gutting the government. I think that's what we need to do, is start gutting the federal government. Start shrinking it, the spending, the size of it, and the taxes of it, so that you can keep more of what you've earned and having less of it go to the government. Because unless we do that, unless we start, we got to start somewhere, and that's just my opinion, we got to start somewhere. So I'm thinking next time maybe we can do a podcast on immigration, and maybe after that I'll do a podcast on specifically Medicaid and the social programs, and then maybe, you know, a podcast after that on what we can do to shrink the government. But I just wanted to provide food for thought in this podcast. And what, you know, ideas we could be pushing for going forward. And that's another thing, the gold standard. We should go back to the gold standard. We should probably allow the free market to continue its work with Bitcoin and Litecoin and all these other cryptocurrency. Instead of fighting against it, why not say, you know what, dude, this is good stuff, you know? You know, these are things we can work on to achieve. And I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but these are ideas that I think would work for this country, you know? And I'm not saying, oh, let's get rid of Medicaid and Medicare overnight and gut everything in the whole government and, But at the same token, I'm saying a lot of what the agencies, commissions, and boards that exist within the realm of the federal government, as well as in many local, state, and county governments. I mean, if you, you know, let's reduce the size, the power of the government. You know, and I think that would be the way forward in terms of advocation and advocacy. So again, I'm Michael J. Long, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I sincerely appreciate it.